how was the Met when you got there? What was your assessment of it?
It was an organisation that was distracted at the very top, distracted from its main core product or core business, which was fighting crime. And there was as much contemplation of what was going to appear in the media than there was of what was actually going on the ground in terms of crime. And I personally felt it quite frustrating that I sat in meeting after meeting talking about what was going to appear in the mail on Sunday rather than what was taking place, you know, in the streets of Peckham. And thankfully, since October when we took over the police authority, that has now switched around. So we spend a lot more time in meetings talking about crime and less time talking about media management. This idea that somehow because we are politicians, we shouldn't therefore have a say in the priorities or the way the Metropolitan Police is run, I find odd. I mean, you largely hear that from people within the policing industry themselves. And I'm not quite sure what they think we were elected to do. You know, if a politician campaigns on policing and on crime and law and order, I'm not quite sure what the police think that politician is then supposed to do when they get elected. Do nothing, have no views, not express their views to the police about how they should be doing things. And so, you know, from our point of view, we're not afraid to say to the police, we think knife crime is an issue and we want you to do something about it.
Sometimes when it came in the past to governance arrangements covering the police, you know, in private they were somewhat dismissive as into being held to account and whether there'd be any sanction. Should senior police officers in this city under your administration be under any doubt that there is a sanction?
Well, I think it's self-evident that there's a sanction.
Well, from what happened to the commissioner?
In strict terms, we have exactly the same power as the previous police authority. Exactly the same. And I can't underline this enough. We cannot tell the commissioner what to do. And we trust in his judgment. But at the same time, we can say what we think the priorities are, and the police authority can set the priorities through Met Forward and the policing plan. That's its job. And that's the sort of contract between us, if you like.